get the lowdown on low prices. Carrie and Terry want to help you save some dough. Money, 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 money. The hottest deals in the Quinney region this week. It's Thrifty Thursdays.
How do you not get excited when you hear that?
Can I just say, their intro is actually longer than our intro.
Yeah, exactly. Let's welcome Carrie Lee Coughlin, Carrie Lee Patrick. Going to save you some money this weekend when you go grocery shopping. It's Thrifty Thursdays. Where do you want to start, Terry?
Where do you want to start? Let's talk about some vegetables, fruits and vegetables. Ooh. Some great deals out there. We've got large pineapple and strawberries. And grapes, green and red grapes, $1.88 at Food Basics.
God, I love our Food Basics.
Right? And then raspberries, $2.99 at McDowell's, or I guess your independent grocer. And actually, Walmart has an even better price on grapes, $1.84 a pound.
Oh, that's good.
I know. Yeah. Who can afford to buy grapes when they aren't on sale?
Yeah, I hate it when you buy them.
You do?
My daughter full price? Eat the grapes. Like, if I don't buy grapes, she will revolt.
Yeah. Red or green?
Green grapes. Look.
Yeah.
They're so good right now, by the way. They're
really
very
good.
Crisp.
Very crispy.
Amazing. But she will revolt.
Well, there you go. Good chance to buy them. And you can't really stock up on grapes.
No, you can't.
Have you ever been in that scenario where you buy the grapes? And you know, because you can't tell. Like, the bag's pretty big and you can't be taking the stuff out of the bags. Then you get up there and you go to pay for them. They're like, that'll be $13.99. I'm like, oh, man. How
you can't take them out of there.
Can you remove that from my
car? What do you mean you don't take them out?
If you just need a few, you can put them in your own bag. Oh, you can.
See, but then I go and they bring up a $13 and I'm like, oh, and then Nick looks at me and goes, do you want to deal with Bellamy when you get home? And I'm like, no, I'll pay the $13.
Yeah, no, if you just need a few, like if I'm just making a fruit salad and I need a small amount.
You take them from the little...
It's the way to go.
The produce guys are probably going, no.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure that's allowed.
Easter weekend, ham, any of that going on?
Okay, well, my thing is corned beef on rye, because what is happening on Sunday? Sean, it's one of your favorite days.
Yeah, it's church.
It's church day.
Okay, well, that too.
And after church, celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Okay,
so they have at Food Basics, again, Rachel's Original Corned Beef Brisket for $4.98 a pound. So it comes already prepared with all the spices in it. Throw that in your crock pot or in the oven. And who doesn't like some good old corned beef and hash on St. Patty's Day? Yeah. They also had bacon on for $2.98. And the selection bacon, limit of 4. So that's a great deal. Milk, $4.98. That's the Lactantia Pure Filter Milk. So that's a great deal, too.
Favorite.
The three bags, now that we've converted Terry Lee. And they also had fresh boneless rib steak family packs for $7.98 a pound. So there's some good meat deals there.
Where's that again?
At Food Basics.
Food Basics.
Yeah,
okay.
And did you know, have you been in Food Basics this week? And I don't know if they did it last week, but they've now got the...
checkout.
Yeah, they aren't officially open yet. They're just installing them.
This is hardcore on Facebook.
No, they weren't open yesterday. I popped in to grab, I don't know, milk. It is hardcore on Facebook.
Yeah, people are not happy.
No.
Yeah, we'll end the segment with, because what they're doing in Toronto this week they launched into too. But any other big specials?
So I got excited about some frozen things that I have to have in my freezer. Pizza, frozen pizza, the Casa di Mama is Reese's favorite. It's on at Freshco for $3.47. Jane's chicken nuggets, chicken burgers, chicken strips, $5.42.
That's a deal.
And no frills.
You know what goes with the chicken nuggets is the Cavendish French fries, $2.88 a bag. That's a savings of 32%. That's at Giant Tiger. So you got fries with your chicken fingers.
And then pierogies, boxes of pierogies, $2 at independent grocery.
Yeah. Have the fry bags gotten smaller?
The
fries, the bag of fries. I think they've gotten smaller.
Everything's gotten smaller.
I usually buy the family
size. It's like a small order of fries now.
Basically, for my kids, I'll put a whole bag of fries on.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I've already sent my letter to McCain's.
Have you? Not happy.
Average person spends 1,000 hours a year in the kitchen. Cooking and preparing meals.
I feel like I'm more than that.
Carrie spends more than that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Thanks this morning, wanted to get this in, too, is that in Toronto, I think it was Loblaws, I was reading on CBC the other day, they put in 4 machines when you're on your way out. They check your receipt.
Yep.
They kind of scan your receipt, and people were taken back by this. And there seems to be a real shift now to get away from these self-checkouts because of the grocery loss of revenue.
Yeah.
That there might go back to actually you deal with people at the grocery store, because too many people are cheating mm-hmm. the grocery store, where they go in and they might type in it's a cucumber when it might actually be, in fact, a tomato.
And I would imagine there are people out there that do that. And I always feel nervous when I'm doing the self-checkout because, you know, they always have somebody there watching.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I make sure I do everything so perfectly because I'd just be mortified if they thought, oh, did you put that in your bag and you didn't scan it or whatever? Like, I'm sure there are people that do that.
Well, I can't
the store,
imagine.
You got to have the right person you operating do. Those.
Yeah,
those
so, but people
right?
were really ticked honest. Off about yeah.
It's very Costco-esque, is it not?
Yeah, when you were leaving that they were checking your...
But
yeah. Interesting.
I don't know.
It and wouldn't annoy me because I have nothing to hide.
Yeah. It wouldn't annoy me either. But I don't know. I'm kind of both lanes. I do like self-checkout when if there's too many people in the other lineups and nobody's there. It's like, okay, this is a no-brainer. I only have 15 things. I can do this quick. And now I've gotten used to it, right?
Yeah. It's easier that
but
way.
But some days I like to talk to the
I remember
staff,
one
right?
time on at Metro. I got home and I made the mistake. I got cucumbers, but I typed in cucumber, but I got a tomato, and I should have paid another $2 or $3 more. So I went back to John Burke at Metro and said, I screwed up on the.
Right.
Thanks for coming in.
Uh-huh.